Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, family? What's good?
Hey.
Why y'all looking all sad? Mary, Mary here, Ruben, everybody in the cup, we ready to do this?
Nah, man, everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
Giving honor to your first pastor of the church, yeah. My folks and friends, listen to these words. See God save me, yeah, from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by his grace, his mercy, his favor, cause I know
welcome to Blessings by Grace Radio. Tonight is Wednesday, July 7, 2021. Yes, another Wednesday night. We are here in the Apple Valley studio. It is our weekly Food for the Soul prayer session. So tonight, we're trying to go into the prayer room. Wednesday night is prayer room night here on Blessings by Grace Radio, our power prayer. Tonight, the doctor is in. He will be taking all your prayers, your petitions, along with you to the throne of grace, your praise reports, your testimonies, anything that the Lord has done for you, anything you need the Lord to do for you, please call into the radio station. We are very elated for you to be here on the air with us tonight. We can appreciate you for being here in Radio Land with us tonight. Yes, last week we did have a big celebration. 11 years we've been on the radio. Yes, the Lord is working because 11 years later, we're still here giving God the ultimate praise. Hallelujah. And we are so grateful for you in Radio Land. First, we give honor to God. He is our everything. Without him, we are nothing. With God, everything is possible. possible to those that believe. If you believe in God, if you believe in him, you are a believer. If you do, wholeheartedly, don't just say you believe in God and you really don't. You got to really be like, I believe in God. You got to mean it. It's got to come from your heart. It's got to come from an amazing place and space in your heart. But once you do believe in God and you're following his plan for your life, well, everything is going to turn around. And I used to say 360 turnaround, and then I realized when you say 360, you're starting in one place and you're going back to the starting again because you're 360. But when you do a 180 turn, that means you're going from point A to Z, not back to A. But what that means is that everything that God has in store for you, he's going to give it to you because God has something in store for your life. He does have something in store for you. And you might say, what is that, Tasha? What does God have in store for me? And let me tell you right now, what the Lord has in store for you, if you call on him, if you depend on him, if you lean on him, he is going to bring it to your attention. Now, you may say, well, how do I know if God brings it to me? Well, if you're learning how to listen, but when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you, you will hear him. And sometimes he may send someone to give you advice. He may bring a scripture, if you read the Bible, right into your presence. A song, gospel song, might come on the radio. You might be in church and the minister, the pastor, the bishop, the preacher might say a word. And it's meant for you. A prophetic word. The minister might call you up and pray for you and tell you what thus saith the Lord. And let me tell you right now, that's good. Because what God has in store for you, no man can take away what God has in store for your life. If you woke up today, that means God has a special place for you and he is giving you something. God has a gift for you. Every day God wakes you up is a second opportunity to give away. Now, last week in church, our bishop, he was talking about the rapture, and he was talking about Matthew 25 really quickly. I know you guys know the story, the five foolish and the five wise. Well, when he was speaking on that, what really caught my attention and why I do pay attention in church and here on Thursday night, because I don't just want to quote, but I want to learn from what he's speaking. What I took from what he was talking about, the Bible always says don't get ready, be ready, because we don't know the day, the hour, the minute, the second that the Spirit of the Lord is coming. But when he was telling us about the five foolish and the five wise, it made me think and reflect to my own life, like, hey, when God comes, am I going to be wise and already be prepared, or am I going to be foolish and be scrambling trying to get something? Now, in my own heart of hearts, I'm telling God and telling you in the radio show, when the Lord comes back, I'm going to be in the wise. I'm going to be ready for the bridegroom. When he comes back for his church, I am going to be ready to go back for his return. That is what my promise is to God. I'm going to be ready, ready, ready. And if you want to be ready, and let's say you don't know how to be ready, well, the first step I would advise is to find a church that you believe is a good church for you. And then you want to talk with the pastor and the ministers and the people of the church. So that way you can learn and understand the steps it would take for you to now be ready when it's time for God to come back for the wise, when he's coming back for his ready church. Because we always say here from the Bible, you have to repent wholeheartedly of your sins. That's the first thing, repent. And then you want to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And then after the baptism, you want to seek the Holy Ghost, which is speaking in an unknown tongue like on the day of Pentecost. Now, all that is excellent. Those are the steps. But maybe you don't know how to go through those steps. This is why you want to, if you know how to say to God anything, you can ask him, Lord, God, please show me the way. And God can lead you to a church that can help you to get where you need to be in his kingdom. Because real quick, before Bishop comes on to pray, I am a firm believer that God has us all on a destination. God has a special place for us. Each and every one of us, he has a divine purpose for our life. You don't know what it is. I don't know what yours is. I'm trying to learn what mine is. And so on as everybody else in the country and the world. We want to know what God has in place. Now, recently, in the last 2 years or so, I've talking to God like normal and praying. God has let me know that right now his purpose for me in his kingdom is hospitality. And at my church, I try to be hospitable to people. I try to welcome them into the door. see if they need anything, be the best I can be hospitable. So that's where God has me at right now. Now, in the future, as I'm living my life for God and doing what God is calling me to do, he might have me in a different department in my church. Right now, it's hospitality. And I honestly believe that that's one of the most important aspects of church, because when you walk in a church you've never been to, you want to feel welcome. You want somebody to, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for coming. Would you like me to walk you to your seat? Would you like a fan? Do you need water? That's hospitality. You're welcoming them in, because once they're in, the Spirit of God and the preaching is going to keep them there. But for them to want to walk in the door, they have to be welcome. And God has me in that department right now, even in my life, not just at church, but in my life. That's what I do every day. I'm hospitable. Every day I'm welcoming and I'm appreciating other people and their lives, because this is where God has called on me. So thank you guys for listening to my inspiration tonight. I love you all in Radio Land. Thank you to all of our sponsors who share us every week. Thank you, God, for giving us 11 years strong. Yes, this is amazing. And we're going to keep coming on every Wednesday for the prayer request night. We're going to come on every Wednesday for our power of prayer. And every Thursday, you're going to be learning Islam, so to say. You're going to be learning from our bishop. Our doctor is going to preach and teach the word of God like the Lord has given him, as the Spirit of the Lord has given the utterance and the ability for him to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, the doctor is in. He will pray with you now. God bless everybody. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. In Radio Land tonight. Again, amen. We thank the Lord for, amen, our announcer bringing us on tonight. And, amen, encouraging words. We pray, amen, that those words touch your heart tonight. And if you listen closely, amen, she have learned to listen. God has blessed her and is still blessing her in his word. We are so grateful tonight, amen. She started out young. She still is a young lady, praise the Lord. But she's devoting her time to Jesus, and that's what we all should do. Tonight, amen, is prayer time. Beloved, this night is Wednesday night as we come on. Each Wednesday night, as the Lord bless us, amen, we want to take your requests along with you to the throne of grace. We need one another. We need to support one another. In these hours and times that we're living in now, we're not an island. We can't live by ourselves. We need each other. Even, amen, the devil make us think, amen, that we don't need each other. But as the body of Jesus Christ, I have learned that, amen, we are to support one another. And prayer tonight is one way that we can support one another. The Bible says, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I can't heal you tonight, but the one that I'm serving can. And I want to let you know tonight, amen, there is more than one type of sickness out there. There is, amen, physical illness. You may be sick in your body. That's one. But there is a mental illness. Your mind may be distorted, and you need some healing tonight. There is emotional healing. And if you want God to touch you tonight, I want you to call in tonight. Praise the Lord. And ever what your desire is, let the Lord work it out. I'll read, amen, a verse of scripture to you from, praise the Lord, the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. It said, pray without ceasing. Don't stop in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray tonight. Pray without ceasing. Regardless what you're facing, and don't seem like, amen, your prayer is being answered, continue to pray. He said, act and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened.
Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Matthew 7:7. Mark 11:24. Believe the word of God tonight. No matter what you need tonight, we're going to take it to the throne of grace. As I say, the Lord is our healer. The Lord is our deliverer. And the Lord is not a man. He is God. He is the creator of us all. He's looking down upon you and I right now. Believe me, you're special to him. But he knows what you're going through with. He knows every pain that you're suffering. And he knows even when you ask him, Lord, deliver me. He knows how to deliver you. He knows when to deliver you. Just keep on praying. Keep on, amen, seeking the Lord. When you come to the Lord, come with holy boldness. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hebrews 4:16. I'm learning, my brothers and sisters, the Lord's mercy. He having mercy upon us like never before right now. Out of all our rebellions, out of all our disobedience, God is allowing mercy to cover us right now. He loves us so much tonight. And we want you to take your request. Ever what it is tonight, amen, we want you to take your request, amen, unto the Lord tonight. We're going to pray, amen, the prayer of faith with you. You must have faith that he is and that he will reward those that diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I heard my granddaughter say something about believing. Listen, the devil believes it's not enough just to say, I believe the Lord. The devil believes the Lord. He believes, amen, that God is who he say he is. Why? Because he was there with the Lord. He believes, but he fears and he trembles. So let us come to the throne of grace with holy boldness tonight. And let us, amen, obtain mercy and find grace in the eyesight of the Lord. James 5:16 tell us the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. When you are a righteous man, a righteous woman, your prayers avail as much. God honors your prayer. Let us pray like never before for our nation, our home, our children. We need, amen, the direction hand of the Lord. As Jude says, amen, let us pray for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. We need to turn around. We're going to get ready to open up these prayer lines tonight. You tell somebody, amen, that Dr. Moore and his staff is on the air. Amen, and we want to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. Pray for me tonight that God will give me favor. that I can hear from him, amen, as he speaks to me, amen, I can speak to you, Tabahoshanda, in the name of Jesus tonight. Help somebody, amen, we are on the air tonight, and all glory belongs to Jesus. As we get ready to open up these lines tonight, praise the Lord, we want to take your request again, along with you, to the throne of grace. This is Dr. Moore saying we love you tonight. This is a free thing. We are not asking for nothing. Amen. This is something that God has laid upon our heart. And whether we receive anything from you, our heart is open to pray for you. Because, amen, I'm like Jesus. I'm not willing that any should perish. If you can be healed tonight, I want to see you healed. If you can be delivered from any kind of tragedy that you're in, I want to see you being delivered. Oh, praise the Lord. By his stripes, he will heal. Well, go on to our first caller tonight.
Caller from 747-295. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. Call us from 747-295. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Next caller. Call back 747. Call up from 818-358. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. Caller, you on the air with Dr. Moore?
Hello.
God bless you, brother Glenn.
Hello, Bishop. Hello, Natasha.
Yes, sir.
Calling in for prayer. Trying to get myself together. Just calling in a prayer. You know, trying to get myself with the final yes. He's working
God
on me.
You.
He's working on me,
God bless you.
And you are too, Bishop. You and Katasha.
God bless you.
And I appreciate it.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Yes. I need you to pray for me,
well, pray
my family, and my father.
All right. We're going to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. Amen. I'm hearing you say something that we are very elated by. We're so happy to hear that, amen. God is working on you right now. Hallelujah. Now, thank God, amen, ever since you, amen, stepped your feet into great all nation, amen, the Lord have had his eyes on you, and he's been moving upon you by his spirit. Yes, he's working with you right now.
Yes.
Oh, my God, tonight, my brother is trying to make up his mind to give you that eternal yes, Lord. That eternal yes, Lord, whatever what you would have him to do, he would submit himself unto your will.
Yes.
Lord, you have brought him a long way, and you have kept him, and you say you're keeping him right now. I'm asking you, Almighty God, is to continue to work on his vine in the name of Jesus. Ever what there is that, my God, needs to be healed, heal it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for keeping, Lord. I thank you for keeping, Lord, throughout these days and years that I have been knowing him. I thank you for the fellowship of his spirit. I thank you, Lord, for the love that he has shown to the great old nation. My God, I thank you for the support that he gives in the name of Jesus. Church, heal tonight, both physically,
yeah,
mentally, and emotionally in the name of Jesus tonight. I'm claiming victory for my beloved brother in Jesus' name. Lord God, he bringing his dad before us tonight. Oh, Jesus, my God, I know you know all things. And I know you know how to work on his father, Lord Jesus. I don't personally know him, but Lord Jesus, I don't have to know him. I know you can change him. I know you can set him free tonight. My God, give my brother strength. Oh, Jesus, enlighten his father in the name of Jesus. Time is running out from under us. my God, go into that house tonight and touch that man right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, put a yes even in his heart tonight. Lord, let him feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now as we are praying for him right now. Yeah, Brother Vernon, the words to say to him, the words of love, the words of encouragement, the words of power, the words of deliverance in the name of Jesus. And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name for what you have done and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Thank unto the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you for calling.
And thank you, Mr. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Caller from 949-528. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, I just want to say to you, Dr. Moore, that I'm new to your show, and you inspire me so much. So I would just ask you to pray for my two children, who I haven't seen in many years, and I just want you to pray for them, Dr. Moore, that they are safe in this time, because me as their mother is so worried about them. And so, Dr. Moore, could you just please pray for my children that they're safe in this time of uncertainty. And their names are William and Nicole.
Livian and Nicole. Yes, ma'am.
William
and Nicole. Yes, ma'am. Yes. We certainly can pray for them. And we're glad you called tonight. Amen. Because God is still on the throne. Ah, praise the Lord. He's holding life for everyone in his hand. So, Lord God, as my beloved sister had called tonight, and she called in for her children, she haven't heard from in quite some time. I'm asking you, Lord, is to do a special thing for her. Let her children be reunited with her. That gap that has been closed up in the name of Jesus. Touch her children's hearts, Lord. Right now, touch their hearts, Lord. Let them think of their mother right now, my God. My God, let them think of their mother, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. And open their heart, Lord. Let them say, I'm going to speak to my mother. We're going to come together as a family. Name of Jesus. Draw them in Jesus' name. There is nothing too hard that you can't do. I thank you, Lord. There's a loneliness in this mother's heart, Lord. There's a loneliness. My God, for to see her children. My God and Jesus, work it out, Lord, and we're going to give you the praise, and we're going to give you the glory for what you have done right now. She stepped out on faith tonight, Lord. Faith is the first thing to do. She stepped out on faith, and Lord, we believe you right now. Continue to hold her up in the palm of your hand. Give her strength, Lord. Be with her at night, Lord. Be with her in the daytime. Comfort her, Lord, with your word in the name of Jesus. And we're going to constantly give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. We believe the Lord with you right now, my daughter, in Jesus' name. I believe, amen, God's going to let you hear from your children. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Oh, God bless you, Bishop, and God bless you, Kikasha. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Beautiful. Caller from 562-228. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop and Keetasha. That prayer request just went up before the Lord. It confirms my prayer request. I was going to ask for prayer for the young people that are out there that have not returned home, that God touched them to call their parents, let them know, because a young lady, I just found out a young man haven't seen his mother a year and a half, and she don't know what to do. And there's, you know, the other young man I'm playing for, that the devil has control of his mind. Our children's minds need to be brought back from Satan, taken away from Satan. They have a need. It's the mind. It's the mind that's in trouble, that we need to bind up every evil spirit that's binding them today, and whether it be drugs, alcohol, whatever else is keeping them away from their loved ones.
Yes, yes.
That's my prayer request.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Minister Lori, I'm going to ask you to say a word or two on that, and we're going to trust and agree with you in Jesus' name. Miss, amen. This is a confirmment, amen, that's laid upon your heart. And the precious daughter that just called, we're going to trust and agree right now. You pray with me.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm touching and agreeing with my bishop. And I'm asking you to touch every young man, every young girl out there that is away from their home, Lord. Lord, we bind up every evil spirit that's destroying their minds, Lord, taking them away from reality, Lord. Lord, we asking you to give them back their minds, Lord. Bind up every evil spirit, every wicked spirit, Lord, every tormenting voice that's coming into their heads, Lord. We blood block it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we asking you to keep them. We plead the blood of Jesus over their mind right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them a mind to call their home parents. Give them a mind, Lord. I call our Dallas, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you touch that young man, Lord. Send a word back to his parents, Lord. Let them know that he's okay, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind up that demon that's tormenting Daniel, Lord. Bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Tormenting demon, the blood of Jesus is against you. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come against the mind. We come against those tormenting spirits. Loose our children in the name of Jesus. Loose their minds in the name of Jesus. Lord, you desire that none should perish. Lord, we ask that you to keep them. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon their souls right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you honor and the glory, Lord. Comfort the parents. Comfort these mothers, Lord, that don't know what to do with their children where Satan has taken over, Lord. Give them patience, Lord. Give them understanding, Lord. Guide them and lead them and show them how to handle their child, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Thank you for that verse of prayer tonight.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
In the Hoshana.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. And we
be bound in heaven, yes. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
And we are agreeing right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Prevailing much tonight. And I know you're hearing of a prayer.
Yes,
Lord. And we thank you for it right now. We're looking for an answer, Lord. We're
thank you, Jesus.
Right
thank
now.
You, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God. Amen.
Jesus'
God bless you.
Name.
Thank you for calling us tonight. Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Caller from Black Number, you live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, I did. God bless you. Yes, sir.
I prepare for myself that the Lord continue to strengthen me, strengthen my mind and as I go daily.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, we, amen, going to touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know it ain't nothing but Jesus keeping us right now deep, but amen. God's going to increase our faith. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, look down upon this man of God. My God, my God, look down upon him right now. And he asking you, Lord Jesus, is to come in and touch that old body or hear them in the name of Jesus. Lord, sometimes it get weak in the old body, my God. And sometimes, Lord, we just need you to come and give us a refreshing, Lord. We need you to come, Lord, with your spirit and renew that spirit in the name of Jesus. My God, touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus right now.
Jesus,
make it strong, Lord, both in mind and spirit. In the name of Jesus right now. My God, you know how to work it out, Lord. You know how to work it out. You know how to hear it. You know how to deliver the name of Jesus right now. And we take authority over these conditions by the blood of Jesus right now. Everything that's not like it, find it in the name of Jesus.
in the last and evil days. Thank God in everything. Let us give thanks unto you. Let us praise you, Lord, for the good. Let us praise you for the bad. Because all things work together for good to them that love us tonight. To them that love us tonight. And we thank you for this man of God tonight. We keep him, Lord. Keep him under your power. Keep him under your authority. Keep him under your rules and regulations. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
Him for calling us out. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. God bless you, and thank you for calling us.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Oh, God bless you.
Caller from 323-428. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless, Bishop.
God bless you.
Yeah, I'm calling requesting prayer for myself and my family. I just had a procedure done on my hand, and I'm requesting prayer for that too. You know.
God bless you tonight, brother. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We, amen. Going to pray for you and your family. As we often pray, amen, Lord, knit them together like never before. In these evil days that we are living in right now. Letting them stand as one in the name of Jesus. The unity, Lord, and the strength, let it be in the home, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Let him be an example and a light to his family, Lord. Let him be strength, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray right now. Almighty God, you know he just had surgery on his hand. And Lord Jesus, that hand is bothering him right now. But, oh, give him a speedily healing in the name of Jesus. Go down and release those things. My God, open the bloodline that it may flow, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. I know that there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. And I know you know, Lord, his prayers. I know you've seen tonight. You know what he's going through with right now. My God,
yes,
touch him,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Continue to bless him, Lord. My God, let him give you praise, Lord. Let him give you thanks, Lord. Even sometimes we don't realize what we give him thanks and praise for. But all definitely, coach, God, we give him praise. And we give him thanks to you right now. Move in his life, Lord, like never before. Let him be directed by your Holy Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Talk to his mind. Talk to his soul, Lord, in Jesus' name. Work it out for him in the name of Jesus. And give you praise and glory right in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Touch right now. Touch right now. Touch that hand in the name of Jesus. By his strength, we are healed. My God, let it work out. Let it be, Lord Jesus, let it be a good work for him. We pray in Jesus' name that you give him that speedily healing process in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. God bless you, my brother, for calling tonight.
God bless you, too.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 747-295, live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, sister.
Well, praise the Lord, my daughter.
Bishop, my prayer request on my heart is I'm in agreement with all those prayer requests that I heard to go up to the throne of grace. I'm asking the Lord to pray for me, that I grow strong in the Lord. I'm praying for my whole entire family as a whole, from the youngest to the oldest, from the oldest to the youngest, my extended family as well, near and far. Also for my husband's side of the family, from the youngest to the oldest, from the oldest to the youngest, we all need prayer, Bishop. I'm also praying for my greater our nation family and you, Bishop. But I have a special prayer request upon those behind the prison walls. My brother Jermaine's special prayer request upon him. He passed out. I don't know. He passed out, and God brought him back. So we all was crying early this morning. I was trying to call you and Kitashi them early this morning. But I got a hold of my visionary. So I prayed first, and then I got a hold with her and touched and agreed. The Lord heard my prayer because he's among the living.
I don't know what's going on, but I need prayer for all our loved ones that's in the prison wall, behind those prison walls. I need a special prayer request upon Jermaine tonight, that Priscilla is on their way down there. He's in intensive care right now. So he's a child of God, and he know about Jesus, because he's a child of, we all are children of the righteous seed. So I'm asking you, Bishop, and Katasha, to just touch and agree with me, because the Lord did answer my prayer, because he is. He brought him back. He's not dead. So I'm asking for you to pray with me tonight, to keep on letting him keep on healing. I'm praying for the living, because I'm finna stand on the Lord's word for his healing as he recovered and nothing else changed.
My God, thank you tonight, man. My God,
yeah,
God
Lord.
Is hearing that. He's hearing your prayers right now, even as you're speaking these words right now, praise the Lord. And amen,
yeah,
it is
Lord.
By his divine mercy that your brother is here right now. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
It's
by the prayer that has already been sent up on him that he's here right now. So we're giving the Lord
yes.
praise and thanks. Now. My God, in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus Christ. You will not put no more up on us than what we are able to bear. And, Lord, because
yes, Lord.
Of the situation that is coming upon my beloved daughter, her brother, Lord Jesus, and our relatives, Lord, you know they're knitted close together. And, oh, Jesus, I'm asking you to lift the burden up off of them right now. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
that you
Jesus.
Didn't take him from my son. We thank you that you didn't take him, Lord. You allowed him to stay here a little bit longer, Lord, to get himself completely right, totally right with you. We thank you for him right now, my God, in the name
yes,
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
It's so, he comes, Lord, for prayer.
He comes for deliverance. He comes for healing, Lord. My God, we ask you to keep him right now in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Jesus
right now. Oh, Jesus, this daughter is praying for those that are behind the prison wall, sisters and nieces and nephews. My God, I know that there is no distance behind the walls. You are everywhere. My God, go there.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus right now. Keep watching over them. We know it ain't nobody but you keep them, Lord. We know it ain't nobody but you put your arms around them
yes,
and keep them from praying.
Jesus. Yes,
and
Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
oh, keep her home, Lord. Keep her household, Lord. My God, keep her household. Keep her husband's side. My God, in the name of Jesus right now, work it out on both sides, and we're going to continue to give you the praise. You say a man must always pray and not faint. We are not going to faint, Lord.
Yes,
we are
yes,
not going
yes,
to quit
Jesus.
Because we're going through trials and tribulation. We are not going to
yes,
throw up
Lord.
Our hands. We're going to pray them more, Lord. We're going to stand on your word them more.
Yes,
my God,
Jesus, Jesus.
Stand on your word. Come and break
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Heal, Jesus. Heal, Jesus. Yeah, Lord.
Continue to strengthen,
Lord.
Continue to strengthen. Continue to strengthen. Make them one, Lord. Make them one, Lord, as we are one.
In the name of
Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you for praying for the body of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
My God, and those amen, in state and out of state. Oh, Jesus, you're praying
yes,
for her
Jesus.
Family. Let us all, my God, put our families in our mind. Let us pray for our family. Our family is in need. My God, and
yes,
you love
Jesus.
A family that is praying together. You love an obedient family, Lord. Keep us, Lord.
Yes, Jesus, yes.
And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory. So to set the
yes,
end, God
Lord,
bless you.
Yes,
hold
Lord.
The faith in the Lord. Thank God, amen.
Yes,
answer
Jesus.
Prayer. We're going to continue, amen, to hold your man up in prayer in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for calling. God bless you. Amen, amen.
God bless you. Love y'all, Bishop and Katasha. Thank
we
you.
We love you, too. God bless you, darling.
Call us on
443-467. You're live on the air with Dr. Mark. Hello, caller.
Praise the Lord, Bishop. How are you? Praise the Lord, Natasha. How are you? How are you guys doing this tonight? Amen, amen. I'm just calling for just a supernatural prayer to God. Just pray to keep me covered in your blood. God, take me. God, start to elevate me. I'm starting to see doors opening up for your prayers on last week, Bishop. And also pray for my church family here in Baltimore. And also pray for my other church family in California, great all nations. You too,
all right.
Bishop.
Thank you, my son. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. In your weakness,
His strength will make you perfect. Sometimes, yeah. Amen, we feel weak in our old physical body. But, oh, Jesus' strength that is in us, it'll make us perfect. It'll yeah. make us stand up when we don't want to stand yeah. up. My God, in the name of Jesus, man of God, right now, Lord.
Yes,
I feel, Lord, that he needs some confirmation within his spirit, Lord. My God, there yes. is a loneliness that I see. There is a sense, my God, he, hey, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. That empty spot, that emptiness within him, I'm asking you to yes. fulfill that emptiness in him in the name of Jesus right now. Touch his heel in the name of Jesus. You know his heart,
yes,
Lord. You know his desire. You know how he's struggling for it. My God, but he's
yes,
holding
God.
On to you. Regardless of what's going on in his life right now, he's still giving you the
yes,
praise
God.
And all the glory in
yes,
the name
God.
Of Jesus. Stand still, and I want you to see the salvation of the Lord. Hold on to Jesus. Things will work out for you, my
yes,
God,
God,
in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Oh, bless the city of Baltimore, Maryland, in the name of
yes,
Jesus. My
amen.
God, I'm asking you to save in that city. Save, Lord. My God, just as it is in Los Angeles, it's a weakest
yes,
city.
God.
Save, Lord. Save, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We know, Lord, that people that's turning their back on you. We know they are not hearing you. We
yes,
know they're
God.
Hard hearted. We know they're stubborn. But, Lord, save them. Save them. Save them.
Yes,
save
God.
Them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Save them.
Thank
this
you.
Man of God,
so
hearted, Lord, Lord, is pulled out. Save them, Lord. Turn
yes,
around
God.
In the name of Jesus. Sometimes we feel
yes,
like
God.
We're walking by ourselves, but, Lord, give us strength. Give
yes,
us strength
Lord.
Right now, Lord. Bless the church
yes,
there in Baltimore and strengthen it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it continue
yes,
to say yes to your will in the name of Jesus
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Have your way.
The people right now, Lord. My God, pick it up. And my God, strengthen us right now.
Yes,
every
God.
Hour of the day in the name
right
of Jesus.
Right now, God.
Let us be able to inspire somebody in Jesus' name. I thank you for this man of God right now. Hold him in the palm
God.
Of your hand, Lord. Wrap your arms around
yes,
him. Take him high.
Hold
him,
God. Hold
him, God. We claim it victory him right now in Jesus'
yes,
name
God.
Right now.
Jesus,
God bless
yes.
you, man of God, and thank you for calling. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Bishop. I love y'all. I love y'all.
We love you too, son. We love you. Hallelujah.
Caller from Black Number, you live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello.
God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes. God bless you.
Put your prayers
Bless
my home, all of my children, and a special, and I got an unspoken request for my daughter Tasha.
God bless you. God bless you. We will touch and agree right now with you, Mother Janet, amen, for your entire home and for, amen, Tasha tonight. Amen. God knows all secrets. All secrets ain't belong to the Lord, but God knows, amen, what we all are going through it right now. I thank you
right.
for this mother right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for her right now. Calling in, Lord Jesus, got her daughter in Potter right now. For this special prayer, you understand what it is, Lord.
Yes.
My God,
yes.
we ask you to answer it and fix it in the name of Jesus. Let it be, Lord, that your name can be glorified out of it in the name of Jesus right now. Touch in the name
yes,
of Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord,
we're praying for my whole entire family tonight. Oh, Jesus, work it out in that home, Lord, work it out. Satan of the Lord rebuke you. You desire to send us that grain of sand. But my God, you said you prayed for us a long time ago. Keep on holding
yes.
your hands over the Lord. Keep on drawing us closer to you. And thank you, Lord, for this mother, my God, this woman of God, this prayer warrior
yes.
we thank you for right now. Oh, Jesus, continue to renew her strength, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. She knows my God, she got faith in you today. Oh, every mountain that is in her life, let it be moved from under in the name of Jesus right now. My God,
yes,
oh, we're going to give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the glory for it right now, Jesus. Touch in the name of Jesus. Touch,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Let us just speak the word tonight, Lord. My God, let us stand on your word and claim it in the name of Jesus. She know you're a healer. She know you're a deliverer, Lord. She know you're able, Lord. She know you're able, Lord. My God, you brought her from death door. She know you're able, Lord. My God. Work it out in the name of
Jesus.
Go there and comfort June tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Undertaking his life. Undertaking his life, Lord. Oh, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind that spirit in June tonight. My God, we bind it. We take authority over it in the name of Jesus. My God, straighten him up, Lord. My God, heal him. The power
in the name of
Jesus. Heal, Lord. My God, heal. We release our faith with him tonight, Lord God. My God, we release our faith in him.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh, sanctify that home. And we're going to continue to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Thanks be unto the Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, Mother Jennifer.
Bishop, okay,
yes,
I have one more request for my daughter, Latasha. She got an unspoken request, and just remember her in prayer.
I got you, Mother. I just took that to the Lord. Amen. That unspoken request. Amen. And I know the Lord gonna meet your needs right there. Just believe with me, amen. But I caught it. I caught it early when you asked me that. I got you. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. God is a good God. Oh yes, he is. God is a good God. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. For he cares for you. Listen, you out there in radio land, you're not alone tonight. You got a great big God tonight cares about you. And I know sometimes what you're going through with, you don't think God cares, but he does. I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for the Lord. He's my keeper. Not only mine, but he can be your keeper tonight. This thing that we're going through is just a temporary thing. Earth is not our home. It's not our destination. We're just, amen, traveling through this old land. We got another home. Not made by hand. Where there will be no more sickness and trouble. I'll be calling the number tonight. We want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Those of you that are listening in tonight that haven't ever called, you want your prayer answered, get on that telephone tonight and dial that number tonight. Jesus don't have no respectable person. Amen. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Jesus wants to touch you. Jesus wants to heal you tonight. Call us, it's prayer time. And we are here to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. God is healing and he's moving by his spirit. That's why, amen, we are so adamantly is to be here on Wednesday night. Amen. We love to take your petition to the Lord. We love, amen, for God to move in your life on your behalf. There are many men sick unto death. Amen. It still is not out of the critical order. But through prayer, God still got them holding on. The Lord is still delivering them. Our minister, Chris, God is still ministering to him. He got, amen, he's still holding on tonight. My little niece B, amen, that they thought they was done lost her. Didn't think that there was no hope for her. They didn't realize how she was still living. But I know it was prayer. I know it was prayer. So I know the Lord is still answering prayer. Call that number tonight. You got time, praise the Lord, to get your prayer request in. Call on the Lord while you may be found. Because there is coming a time, amen, people are going to call on the Lord, and God is not going to answer them. Come on, children, call on Jesus. Don't think about what your friend's going to say, amen, to your friend. Your friend needs to call on Jesus.
But ye, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You need to pray, amen, in the Holy Ghost. Jude, amen, 1 and 20, pray in the Holy Ghost. We don't know what to say ourselves. Amen. It takes the Holy Spirit, amen, is to teach us how to pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank God, amen, for his mighty power and hand of blessing, amen, that he allowed, amen, some of my relatives from Lake Providence to come out here and returning them back home safe today. And I'm so grateful for that. It's mighty, mighty blessing the hand of the Lord. Wake up, church, wake up. Thou that sleepest, wake up. There's not no time for you to sleep in this kind of hour that we're living in now. Wake up. Look around you. And you can see the signs of time is coming to an end. Summer has passed and winter is gone. And we all are yet not saved. Everybody not saved. Wake up. Come on, God bless you. We're waiting on you, amen. We're here to 10:30. Amen. You can get your call in tonight. We're certainly grateful for those who have already called in. God, amen, has sent a blessing. But all over the world, amen, tonight. Our prayers, amen, and not only here in the United States, amen, but they are going all over the world tonight. Those of you in foreign countries, amen, in foreign lands tonight, we are praying for you, amen, that God will meet your needs tonight. Ever what your needs is, with it richer than glory, we're praying for, amen, God meet your needs tonight. God love you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Ever where you are tonight, Jesus loves you. He loves you tonight. And we also love you tonight. God bless you, amen. Our time is just about running out from us tonight, amen. Well, we want to let you know we do appreciate you. We do appreciate, amen, our podcasters, amen. That, amen, got the airway open, amen, that we can get this good news out. We appreciate you tonight. In the name of Jesus. We praying for God's people all over the world. We praying, amen, for the United States. We're praying, amen, for people everywhere, amen, that they may lift up holy hands and turn to the Lord. If you haven't repented, amen, I would, amen, urge you is to repent of your sin. If you don't repent of your sin, you're going to perish and you're going to be lost. This is Dr. Moore, amen, saying, God bless you. I love you tonight. Amen. I will see you on tomorrow night. Praise the Lord. We will be back, praise the Lord, with the word of God, teaching you, amen, the word of God. Thank you. Pray for us, amen. We love you in Jesus' name.